This is a 30-minute sitting meditation, turning towards difficulty. So sitting comfortably on a stool, cushion or chair. And if on a chair, allowing the spine to come away from the back of the chair so that your spine is self-supporting and your back, neck and your head are in line but not stiff. Shoulders can be dropped and relaxed, but not slouched, so that your body embodies a sense of dignity and of being awake. If it feels comfortable for you, letting your eyes close or simply lowering your gaze. And for a few moments, just noticing the sensations in the whole of your body sitting here. When you're ready, turning your attention to your breath. Focusing on wherever you feel the breath moving most distinctly in and out of your body. This may be the tip of your nose, your chest or the abdomen as it rises on the in-breath and falls away on the out-breath. Tuning into each breath, noticing its unique qualities. Is it long or short, shallow or deep, rough or smooth? Remember, there's no right way to feel, just noticing each breath coming in just as it is, and each out breath going out just as it is. There's no need to control the breath in any way. Allow it to do its own thing, to breathe itself. From time to time, you may notice that your mind has wandered into worries and concerns, plans and daydreams, or into unfinished business. When this happens, simply acknowledge that this is what the mind does. It's not a problem or a mistake. Just take this opportunity to notice that you've already woken up. You're aware of the mind wandering. And this is what the practice is about. It's about seeing the patterns that take us away from the present moment. So when the mind wanders, just taking a few moments to notice where it went, and then gently bringing your attention back to the breath. Allow the breath to anchor you to the present moment. If the mind wanders many times, bring it back just as many times. Seeing if you can do that with gentleness and kindness. Beginning over and over again with the next in-breath or the next out-breath. Seeing each in-breath as a new beginning and each out-breath as a letting go, a letting be. Carrying on this work by yourself for a few moments, just checking in from time to time to see where your mind is. Checking in with your posture to see if it's as good as you intended it to be at the beginning. And when you're ready, I invite you to deliberately expand your focus of awareness now to the whole of the body, as if the whole body were breathing. So as well as the breathing sensations, you may become aware of other sensations that are present in your body as you just sit here, such as the contact of your feet on the floor, your buttocks and thighs on the chair, or sensations on the surface of the skin, or maybe inside the body. Holding the whole body in awareness. Perhaps being aware of the space that your body takes up and the space around the body. It's not unusual when you've been sitting here for a while to notice intense sensations arising in the body. Perhaps sensations of discomfort or stress or tension. And if this happens, you have a choice of how to respond. You could intentionally shift your posture, first noticing the intention to move, then the movement itself, and any after effects of making the movement. Or you could choose not to move, but to stay still and bring your awareness right into the area of intensity. Perhaps inviting the breath to breathe into the region of the body, exploring the sensations here in this moment. Seeing if you can notice what's in the bundle of sensations, what's changing from moment to moment, and what's staying the same. As with the instruction in the breath, there's no need to try and make anything different from how you find it, but simply explore with openness and curiosity. What is this? And then if the sensations stop pulling for your attention, returning the focus back into the body as a whole, sitting here, back into the breath as it enters and leaves the body. Invite you now to allow the breath and the body to fall into the background and turn your attention to include sounds. Not going in search for sounds, but allowing sounds to come to you. Opening up to sounds as they arise. Near or far, above or below. Noticing any tendency to label sounds as they come, or to judge whether you want them here or not. Just allowing it to be. Notice how easily distractions can come and how easily sounds can break into a story, take you off onto a drama. And if you notice this, as best you can, bringing your attention back to the pure quality of sounds. Back into sounds themselves. Allowing them to be just as they are. Imagine hearing sounds as if for the very first time. A real beginner's mind. As if each sound you heard was new to you. Seeing if it's possible to really hear the raw sensations of sound. Pitch, loudness, or rhythm. Sounds within sounds. Some sounds are easily hidden by other more prominent sounds. Just seeing if you can be alive to these two. As you focus on sounds in this way, be aware of the space out of which the sounds arise. And at a certain point, letting sounds fade into the background and bringing your attention to thoughts. While you've been sitting here, you may have found that your mind's been pulled away by painful thoughts or emotions. Until now, during the sitting, the instruction has been to simply notice where the mind had gone and to gently and firmly escort the attention back to the breath or the body or back to whatever your intended focus was. But now we're going to try and explore something different from what you've been practicing. Instead of bringing your attention back from the thought or the feeling, invite you now to allow the thought or the feeling to remain in the mind. Then shifting the attention into the body to see if you can become aware of any physical sensations that come along with the thought or the emotion. Noticing any tension or contraction, any ache or pain. These sensations can be quite obvious or sometimes quite subtle. When you've identified such sensations, the invitation is to deliberately move the focus of your attention onto that part of the body, into where you feel the sensations the most strongly. Perhaps imagine you could breathe into the region, breathing in on the in-breath, and breathe out from it on the out-breath, just as you practiced in the body scan. No need to change the sensations, but just to explore them, to see them clearly. If there are no difficulties or concerns coming up for you now, and you want to explore this new approach of turning towards, then if you choose to, you can deliberately bring to mind a difficulty that's going on for you in your life at this moment. Something you don't mind staying with for a short while. Doesn't have to be anything important or critical, but something that you're aware of that's unpleasant. Maybe something unresolved, perhaps a misunderstanding or an argument, or a situation where you feel some anger or regret or guilt over something that has happened. If nothing comes to mind, perhaps you might choose something from the past, either the recent or distant past, that once caused you unpleasantness. Now, once you've focused on some troubling thought or situation, some worry or intense feeling, allowing yourself to take some time to tune into the physical sensations in the body that the difficulty evokes. See if you're able to note and to approach and investigate inwardly what feelings are arising in your body, becoming mindful of those physical sensations. Deliberately directing your focus of attention to the region of the body where the sensations are felt strongest. In a gesture of embracing or welcoming whatever's there, of turning towards. This gesture might include breathing into that part of the body on the in-breath and breathing out from the region on the out-breath. Exploring the sensations and watching their intensity shift up and down from one moment to the next. Once your attention is settled on the body sensations and they're vividly present in the field of awareness, unpleasant as they may be, you might try deepening the attitude of acceptance and of openness to whatever sensations you're experiencing. Maybe saying to yourself from time to time, "It's here. It's okay to be open to it. Whatever it is, it's already here. Let me be open." Softening and opening to the sensations you become aware of. intentionally letting go of tensing, embracing. Maybe even saying to yourself, softening, opening on each out breath. Being kind and compassionate with yourself. It's okay that this is here. Seeing if it's possible to stay with awareness, exploring these sensations and your relationship with them. Noticing the tendency to want to push it away. And just seeing if you can breathe with them. Accept them and allow them to be just as they are. Remember that by saying it's already here or it's okay, you're not judging the original situation or saying that everything's fine, but simply helping your awareness. Helping your awareness right now to remain open to the sensations in the body. You do not have to like the feelings. It's natural to not want them to be around. Just saying to yourself inwardly, it's okay not to want these feelings, but they're already here. Let me be open to them. If you choose to, you can experiment with perhaps holding in awareness both the sensations in the body and the feelings of the breath moving in and out as you breathe with the sensations moment to moment. And if you notice that the bodily sensations are no longer pulling for your attention to the same degree, simply return 100% to sitting with the breath in the body as the primary object of attention. If you have no powerful body sensations arising, you can try this exercise with any body sensations, even if they have no emotional charge, as a way of practicing turning towards whatever's there. Simply allowing space for whatever's going on, rather than trying to create some new state. Now, if you haven't done so already, simply bringing your awareness back into the body, back into the breath in the body as the primary focus of your attention. For the last few moments of the practice, simply tuning in to wherever you feel the breath the most vividly in this moment. just following each breath all the way through the in-breath and all the way through the out-breath. Allowing the breath to anchor you into this moment. Knowing the breath's always here to hold you in the moment. This is a 3-minute breathing space with extended instructions. So step one, adopting a deliberate and dignified posture, whether that be sitting or standing. And if it's possible, closing your eyes. And just stepping into your inner experience. Acknowledging it, asking yourself, what am I feeling right now? What thoughts are going through my mind? What feelings are here? What body sensations are around? Just turning towards whatever's here. Maybe even labeling it. So, noticing thinking, noticing worry, noticing anxiety, noticing tension in my shoulders. Just really tuning in to whatever's around. And step two, redirecting your attention to the focus of physical sensations of the breath. Moving in close to the breath in the abdomen. Feeling the abdominal wall rise on the in-breath and fall away on the out-breath. Following the breath all the way in and all the way out, using the breath to anchor you to the present moment. Noticing if your mind's caught up in thought, even on a short practice this happens, and just coming back to the direct experience of the breath. Noticing if you're in doing mode, doing the meditation, and seeing if you can really feel into each breath. Moving now to step three, seeing if you can expand the field of your awareness around the breath. So it includes not only the breath, but a sense of the body as a whole. A sense of your posture, your facial expression. Holding in awareness all the sensations in your body right now, just as they are. Now, if you choose to, you can extend this step, especially if there's a sense of discomfort, of tension or resistance. If these sensations are present, you might bring your awareness to them by breathing into them on the in-breath and breathing out from them on the out-breath, softening and opening with the out-breath. Saying to yourself, it's okay. Whatever it is, it's already here. Let me feel it. As best you can, bringing this expanded awareness to the next few moments of the day.